Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Your brother faced with hard luck. Faced with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck. Your brother faced with hard luck. Faced with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Pimps and card shots, thieves, murderers with hard luck.
Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show. I'm your certified host, Steve Big Lucky Luciano. If the Indian not looking so hot right now.
No, man, I got allergies just hitting me.
I mean, I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, I'm like,
and you look like you're ready to get hauled off on a gurney right now. My boy.
Hey, listen, I can barely see you through puffy eyelids from these fucking allergies. And you know what?
You look like you ate bad fish. Like you ate bad fish or something.
I had something bad, something. All I can tell you is I'm here. I'm going to fucking do it. I don't give a shit if I got allergies. If it's a scratchy voice, then it's a scratchy voice. So fuck it.
And it's a scratchy world.
Oh, it's a scratchy.
The way you got that one up your nostril looks like a big old white booger coming out.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm stuffed up. Listen, this is how much I'm dedicated to this show and to our listeners, bro.
You don't want to leak all over the fucking
furniture. I put toilet paper up my fucking nostrils, but I'm still going to... I'm still going to come correct.
Hey, because it's leaking like that?
No, because I got to keep the pollen that's in the air off the fucking membranes, homie.
But, okay.
If it touches the membranes, I'm going to be sneezing throughout this entire motherfucking show. That's real.
Okay, partner.
You want to know what else is real?
What else is real, partner?
You want to know what else is real? Garland, the DOJ, just named the special prosecutor to go after Trump. Just named
it. Hey, man, every time we talk, I'm hearing about some fucking special. None of it amounts to shit.
You know what?
That's what I'm saying.
Listen,
what is it? Some other shit that I'm hearing, but it sounds good, but don't mean shit.
That's not true. That's not true. And you know why? And I'm going to tell you why. This is what I'm going to tell you. So. The guy they got is Jack Smith.
Okay.
He's not in the white stripes. It's Jack Smith. This dude is a lawyer who worked in The Hague. His job before this, he was chief prosecutor in the International Courts of The Hague, where he was prosecuting war crimes for shit that went down in Kosovo. Now, this dude is a serious guy, and I'm going to tell you why the DOJ waited so long. I thought about it. I spent some time thinking about it because you're not the only one that said, hey, why is it taking so long to bring this guy Trump down? We know he's crooked as fuck. What do you think, Steve? I put it to you, my friend.
He uses a bunch of money to block off and do, he has people and money at his disposal to create problems. And he has the right legal people kind of letting him know.
He actually has the worst. He's got the worst legal
system. Well, elite worst. But somebody's advising him on moves to somehow stay out of fucking going to prison as of now.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me put to you this way. The DOJ sat back on January 6th, homie. And the DOJ was like, all right, he's got a certain core of supporters that are willing to do some serious damage and violence. Mm. Right, he still had some people following him that were willing to do whatever. And I guarantee you, at the highest levels of the DOJ, they sat there and thought about, now, if we brought the hammer down and prosecuted the shit out of this guy while he was president, right? While he was president, he would use executive privilege, and it would embolden him and strengthen his supporters, people who were willing to attack the Capitol. After.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And?
Dude, so they're not going to create resistance and galvanize those people into a terrorist threat. You got to remember that those supporters infiltrated the Secret Service. Look how long it took Mike Pence to come out against Trump. Think about that, dog. Think about how long it took Mike Pence to finally say he endangered my family. He waited until after these midterms. When the midterms hit, it was clear that the luster on the Trump fucking shit nugget was over. Mm-hmm. People weren't that down with him anymore, and there was a second person who was dividing his people. Who's the other person?
Who?
DeSantis in Florida. Remember? They ran some polls, and DeSantis was beating Trump.
Yes.
Right. So now that this racist army had been split, and the midterm showed that they didn't lose the Senate, that's when the DOC, and Trump announced he was running for 2024, that's when the DOJ said, okay, now it's time to bring the hammer down.
Right.
Because remember, from our perspective, it's all about statute. It's all about like, well, it should have happened sooner. It should have happened sooner. From upstairs, they're playing a different game. They're looking at a statute of limitations. They're looking at how long do we have to prosecute them. Why is that funny?
It's the way that John was looking. He was looking crazy. Go on.
No, no. Why? Really why? Why? Why?
It's
why,
not
what,
funny
Sean?
At all.
No, no, no. Go ahead, Sean. Why do you think? Why?
I mean, you know what, brother? I still don't see it. I still think he's going to get off. And I feel like Lucky's feeling the same way.
Well, I think you guys are, but I don't think you guys really look at it too close. I think you guys kind of have like a kind of a common approach to the issue.
I think we've been beat with so much news and so much hubbaloo around this whole topic.
Hubbaloo. Yeah.
Around this whole bullshit. Hullabalard.
Yeah.
This malarkey.
Malarkey.
But remember. Listen, remember, Nixon.
But remember,
Nixon had been under lots of investigations too that didn't pan out, taking illegal gifts and all that other kind of stuff. That's why he came out on Checkers and said, you know, the people got to know, is the president a crook? Well, I'm not a crook. I mean, that was based off of other investigations that didn't pan out until Watergate hit and until it was too much. I think that's where we're at right now. And now there's two. And you got to understand, the DOJ said the special prosecutor right after Pence went live and said he was reckless. He endangered my family. I don't know what's going on. Disavowed him.
When was that?
That was about 2 days ago. He went on 60 Minutes 2 days ago and said all this shit. And said I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or if it was Tapper, Jake Tapper, that fuck on CNN or whatever. But my point is he went big and he went live with Trump endangered me. And then I was like, yeah, now you're saying that. You could have said that at the beginning of his presidency, dumb fuck, right? The guy looks like his whole face is Botoxed. Not a fucking muscle moves in his face. But the issue is he's saying it now. And then they announced the special prosecutor.
I don't think it's Botox. I think he's a fucking android.
I mean, I would believe that if I thought fundamentalist Christians could create or were tech savvy. I would believe that. So anyway, I do think that there is something really is going to come out of it this time. I don't think Trump has the supporters. And in fact, the Republican mega donors.
Yes.
They said they're not going to spend one fucking nickel on Trump. And they put that in the press. They're like, we got used. If you go on and look right now at the Christian nationalists, they're all coming out publicly saying that Trump used us. I mean, it's like, well, yeah, we could have told you that. And then the guy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. You take a look at how much public support has been lost for this guy, and then it matches up with when the DOJ decides to step up and start the real prosecution.
We got Payback in the house today. Let's welcome Payback in.
Payback. The big Payback.
That's me.
That's right.
Right.
And the place to be.
Right.
So right here, we're waiting, you know, Gabe and me.
Yeah.
Both friends with Trigger.
Right. Big Trig.
Yeah, Trigger Joe.
The man.
Trigger Joe, 74. And right now, we're waiting. You know, they're doing some events in Los Angeles, and they got some projects, and we're just going to talk business with these guys for a little while, and it's a good friend of Triggs right here, so,
right.
You know, Payback's here, we're waiting for Triggs. I'm actually going to bring Triggs on to speakerphone right now.
Go ahead.
Let's see where he's at.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see.
Is he on the 405?
Well, listen.
Is he on the 5 or the 405?
Listen up, and we'll find out. Triggs.
Hello.
Triggs.
Hey.
Where you at, G?
On the 60 freeway.
On oh, 60. 60.
On the 60.
Okay.
Where's that?
Oh, you're still good. Oh, you got. Yeah. Being an hour, right. Bro. You're out an hour away. No problem. Yeah. Hey, brother. How you feeling, partner?
What's that?
How you feeling, partner?
Good.
All right, man. You driving safe?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
I'm right here with the Indian, you know, and Sean, and I got big payback
hey,
over here.
Ask Triggs what he thinks about Blueface getting arrested.
What do you think about Blueface getting arrested?
Huh?
What do you think about Blueface getting arrested? What do you think about that? We need to know.
I didn't even hear that yet.
They bullshitting. I think they bullshitting, man.
No, no, he did. He got arrested in Vegas.
Anymore, you know?
Yeah, I know. No, he was being serious, too. I guess he got arrested in Vegas.
He was at Lolo's Chicken and Waffles in Vegas, and six plainclothes police officers fucking nabbed his ass.
Oh, he was having pancakes somewhere in the morning in Vegas, and four undercovers tackled his ass.
Yep.
Took him into custody. Yeah.
Attempted murder is one of the charges.
No
attempted
shit.
Murder.
Yep. And shooting a gun into a house.
Fuck, man.
Cancel Christmas.
Man, that's horrible. Who which artist was this?
Wait, say that again.
Who did this?
Blueface.
Damn.
He's gonna have blue balls pretty soon.
Oh God. Anyways, all right, so what's up, man? You all right, you're going to drive out here. Gabe's going to take it away. He knows a lot about what's going on, these events.
He does.
And can fill us in. Correct, Gabe?
That's right.
Yeah, he got this, man. So we're going to wrap with your boy here for a while. And when you get here, hit us. Let us know, but drive safe.
I'll be there right now.
All right, partner.
Right now.
All
right. Right now.
Right now. So, anyways.
So, all right. So
I want you to dig in deep with Gabe right now.
Yeah, I'm going to. Big Payback. First of all, how did you get the name Big Payback? Where does that come from?
So, what's up? My name's Gabe. I got payback for exactly what it means.
What does that
payback
mean? Meaning like?
So, I was 12 years old. I got jumped from my bike at the riverbed. My eye looked like Rocky Balboa and shit, right?
Yeah.
I had my dog with me. I didn't go to school that day. I was like sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
And I was a tagger. City of El Monte. Grew up in Monte with Triggs, you know?
Okay.
So I was, didn't go to school that day at the riverbed, riding my bike. Had my dog with me. Seen some guys at our yard mobbing up the wall.
Yeah.
So I just go out down, say what's up to everyone, like, you know, introduce myself. I used to tag back in the days, right?
Yeah.
Fools are being cool, and I'm getting jumped by all of them. These are like high school kids. I'm sixth grader. I wouldn't let go of my bike, so they were just stomping on me. So my eye was busted. So they took off of my bike. 6 months later, I started running into all the cats that jumped me. So I ended up doing what I had to do with them. And
Payback.
My brother named me Payback. My older brother named me Payback.
Man, when your older brother names you Payback, that means you paid some motherfuckers back.
Yeah.
That's how I got.
That's a great story.
Look, I got a couple debts I need taken care of. Shit. Yeah, I'm slide you
an IOU.
Some extra work for you, partner.
A swollen eye. Oh, you. Well, that's awesome. So how far back do you go with Triggs?
About 32 years.
Damn. That's for real.
Damn, dude.
So I'm 46 right now. I met him when I was 12 years old.
Shit.
So you guys have been through everything.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Man.
Yeah, he's my brother.
He's your brother. And let me ask you, man, because I met Trigger into his career. You know, I did not know him prior to later in his career. But, you know, just from the outside, you being his friend, what was that like? Because his Trigger stories are intense. The him going to prison, back in and out and back and forth, and his trials and all his shit is like a movie.
For sure. It
really is.
Yeah.
What was that like from the sideline of watching your friend fight for his life over and over again?
That was tough. The last case that he, you know, he got busted and got arrested for, that was a tough one. He did 15 years straight. And it was tough because, you know, a lot of people don't know, but Triggs is an MC, you know. Mm. People talk about the culture. We were in graffiti. We were, you know, hip-hop group called Dope Mob, D-O-P-E Mob. So Triggs was the main MC. It's kind of on the down low, but yeah, he's out there.
Yeah.
He's out there. A lot of people don't know that, but he is. So him and my brother, the Dope Mob, and
I like the Dope Mob.
Just growing up, and you know, it was tough for my brother because that's his rhyme partner, and you know, it was a tough loss. You know, it was 15 years.
It's a loss of creativity and part of the team.
Yeah, so my brother Drastic One, he kept the name Dope Mob alive. You know, he dropped some. Matter of fact, when Triggs got busted, they had just dropped a CD back, you know, the Dope Mob album.
Damn.
And my brother, he's dropped a couple projects since, but you know, that's just the art, that's the craft of his. You know, that's the culture. You know what I mean? It's not. He just does it. He's just an MC. You know, he loves creating, and Triggs is an artist. They're both artists. I was more of a promoter, you know what I mean? I used to tag and whatnot, but I wasn't really, I would say, an artist. My art is, you know, telling stories or communicating. That's my art, you know.
Right. So let me ask you this from the side or whatever. I mean, so did you have to visit Triggs? Did you go and visit him sometime?
Nah, you know what? I never visited him, but I did, you know, shoot him, rode him, and shot him some, you know.
Yeah,
but it was tough, you know, because I'm an ex felon myself, so. I never try to, you know, go up there.
Hey, how much time did you have to do?
Very little. I just got a number and they kicked me back.
And what did they claim you did? Or what was the conviction
It was for a robbery.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you?
And that wasn't my MO or nothing. It was just some.
My MO.
Wrong shit.
I got a bunch of robberies.
If it's a situation you can't talk about, I respect that. But how did that come about? Like, how did. Because, I mean, when say, you know, all of these stories, everybody's got one where it's like, yeah, that just happened. And then, fuck, that's the one.
Nah, I'd rather not share it. This is the Hard Luck Show. It's a fucked up story. It's not, I don't want to talk about that.
It's not hard luck.
Every story we heard that had to do with going to jail was bad.
None of it was good.
It was all bad.
We have to run through fucking crazy water.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. No worries. No worries.
All good.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, but you. I mean,
that's nothing.
You.
That's nothing. That's not what I do. You know what I mean? That's not
sure.
Just,
I mean, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I know.
Tell you off camera, you know what I mean?
No, it's not
just something I don't share. Like, you know,
yeah,
what I'm
man,
respect
yeah,
it, man, we respect you, bro. No worries,
all good, bro.
No worries.
Yeah, man. But hey, either way, you've been grinding at this thing, man, solid for a long time since then. That's a while ago in your life, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, because the guy that I know is, you know, constantly moving on different events and different things. You have quite a history in the underground scene, club scene. And, you know, you put on events with us at Cookies. You help us put the fucking whole Cookies party together, the one we did in L.A.
Yeah.
You and Triggs did a great job. And you, I mean, this guy was fundamental in making every part of that happen. Every piece of it that was going down, he was with me doing it from the ground up, that party. You know, and I know that we can do other successful parties of that size and larger because I got a guy like Gabe, you know?
Right, solid.
Yeah, you know, I want to be able to be in a place where we have enough work or I have enough work that I could get Gabe on like a full-time, you know, working right in the inner squad with me. Because he's been,
that'll
this
be
dude's
dope.
Valuable. Super valuable, super talented.
What do you
understand?
See?
Sales, manufacturing, retail. Understands all the pieces of that.
Yeah.
Understands how to talk to people. Is efficient on time. Smart.
What do you see as an executive, as a chief executive, as the what do you see as Gabe's talents for real? When you look at Gabe and you go like, all right, this is on the team.
Because like you get into some places and some businesses where you might drop into a particular area of the company, depending on where the company's in size, but as it's growing, let's say a few years in, that could mean a lot of different things, but let's just say.
Yeah.
You could get placed, or you might be like, all right, you know what? We're going to have you do this, and this is your title. But within that comes all these things.
Yeah, like a diverse...
And you're like right away kind of start finding out, I need to fucking hire, I need support, I need... Right?
Yep.
Okay. So that type of stuff's happening, you know, and those are good problems when everything's growing and you need to fulfill the growth. And
yeah.
That's what's going on. And so for me, with a guy like him, when you're doing that, it's like you constantly need task masters that can like see through tasks, or you know what I'm saying? Like
finish
things and can make decisions without... You know, able to make decisions without calling you every second.
Like yeah.
They understand what they're up against and what both sides need. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of that stuff where you need to be able to figure that out on the fly or you're not going to. Right. So
that's worth a lot, actually.
So for me, with a company that's constantly growing.
Triggs right now.
Right? Right, yeah.
That's true.
If we're not constantly growing,
He's like the Geno Smith of the Hard Luck Show.
I'm telling you, man. So it's a lot, man. It's good shit, bro. He's the type of guy that can take on certain roles that might last 90 days, 6 months, a year.
Right.
And then be able to hand them off and move to the next one.
Right.
And just be like that. He's multi...
faceted.
And he, you know, he just right. He works with us already doing stuff, and he's just a team player, and he plays his position, and he puts towards his thoughts, creativeness. He's creative. He's all these pieces, and so we do things together, and he's always throwing out different ideas. We might not agree all the time,
right?
My past, but he's always got like, hey, like, can we do this, do that? Like, he cares about it, is what that says. So. I just want to be able to work more with them.
In this juncture, like when people look at Cookies, right, they see all the success, they see Burn's success and everything, but it's still a growing entity, it seems like to me, right? Like it's still, as big as it is, it's still getting bigger. So what are some of the challenges in pushing or helping or supporting Cookies to grow bigger, like for you? And like what do you see as, you know, not necessarily... You know, challenges in a good way. Like, you know, this is something we got to deal with. What is like, you know, a lot of people don't know anything about this industry. They think they do because they see the pictures, but they don't really know.
So just to answer your question in a way that I can build that quickly. I think the overall, like the overall thing that makes this hard, I think at this stage where we're at with the business is you have to be able to find people you can trust are going to do what you say. You're really spread out at this point. In order for your business to run,
yeah.
You have to be entrusting a lot of players into this thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and not specifically in Cookies, because obviously it's proprietary and they have their own trade craft.
Mm-hmm.
But generally in, let's just say, the cannabis industry now that it's legal in a lot of places, right? Does it attract people who think that they can just grab and pinch and smoke? Like, well, I would think that some people would be serious and they come into this business and they would be like good bud tenders. But then there would be like a whole contingency of people who think that just because they like to smoke weed, they're a good fit for
there's all that. I mean,
like pinching a little bit.
Most of it's that.
Really?
Most of it's the bullshit. Yeah, and then you got a few guys. Because anybody who's really done something, no matter what world it is, they're not screaming about it and all up in your face about it. They're more, you know, reserved, you know, a little bit. But...
Yeah.
I mean, and yeah, I think that you have to trust more people in order to grow.
Yeah.
And I think that as God, I'm not trying to spill any info on our company. I think
of course,
communication is a huge thing that keeps companies from thriving, not only growing but thriving and operating in a healthy manage in a healthy way. Yeah. Just like any living organism, if it's not fucking, you know, got the proper fucking, you know, flow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Blood flow, it's not going to operate right. So it's like the communication of everything needs to be fluid and moving forward. So, yeah, man, I think communication's a big key thing to when you're growing this quickly. And you're not just growing nationally. You're growing internationally. You're not just dealing with the retail laws. You're dealing with laws that you've never even seen before. You're dealing with laws that are newly written. You're dealing with that. You're dealing with laws that are constantly changing.
Right.
All around the THC end of this business and how it pertains to all almost, to a lot of businesses that are attached to them, especially a company that shares the same name, separate LLCs. Get what I'm saying? So
yep.
I'm attached to Cookies. Yeah, I might be a brand manager for the clothing, but I'm attached to what Cookie stands for just by default of the company and the trademark and the brand that I work for, right?
Right.
So, yeah, there's, you know, those types of things, man. And I think that, and the last thing I'm going to be saying is this is like, I'm going to just tell you this, man. Listen, the numbers that we're at and the penetration that this brand's having,
in the
world right now,
yeah.
I can tell you, man. There's a you gotta really have like a plan. You gotta really be stuck to a plan. Yeah, hopefully, you have a plan in place. But this is where like you've got to stick to what you committed to.
Right,
you know, on a plan. Now, things that you can't control, like our economy,
right,
like everything that's going on, right, in the world, could cause a brand that's like normally in a brand, and what's going, what you're navigating is pretty normal as you do your brand, is all different and changing and scary,
right?
Like right now,
yeah.
A lot of brands, if they don't know who they are or what their community is, or really what and hopefully they are, that's bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
If they're not clear on where they're going with that, what they're doing with that, what they're trying to accomplish with that.
Yeah.
If it's not all mumbo jumbling, right, then it's going to be fucked up. And it's, I think that.
Meaning that you're saying that, so you have all these dynamics in a fluid market. Mm-hmm. Right, and if you're not clear on your brand identity, you might chase some shit that will fuck you up.
Right. So I said that. I'll say this, Juman.
Yeah.
It's at this juncture in a brand, from what I've gathered in all my time.
Yeah.
The where they're at with this brand. Now is that time.
So let me switch. Now that we're talking. Yeah, no, I got it. Switch brands now. What do you actually hear anything from Cookies? Does anybody at Cookies listen to the Hard Luck Show?
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah,
and listen, yeah, there's a few. I went up there and I met a bunch of different people that listen to my show.
Right, and like, what happens? Like, so you walk in.
Well, they want a picture when people that listen to the Hard Luck Show want a picture when they see you.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So
you're like, and when you say up there, what are you talking about?
In San Francisco.
Right. So in San Francisco, you walk around and there might be some dude that's...
I'm at the corporate offices up there.
Yeah.
Where the people, shout out to just the whole team up there. The lovely ladies in the office, Bill, Sean, you know, everybody over
old
there.
Blue Eyes really works up there?
Huh? Oh, Blue Eyes up there. Everybody that's up there, man, in San Francisco running shit.
Sean was looking at...
Romsky.
Oh.
All these guys up there. These guys make it happen on a daily basis.
Romsky.
Chris, Big Chris. Shout out to everybody on the Cookies team in San Francisco. Like my guys out there. Oh, man. Absolutely. And Mr. Brown up at the Cookies SF store on Haight Street. I mean, everybody up there with Cookies, the best. They are the best. Shout out to Cookies SF. Shout out, man. What they've done. What they've been through, how they've grown, the team up there. Like, if you just heard the Cookies story, with how that's all gone down, it is like a movie. And you want to know something? The reason that brand, I believe, does so well is because the brand's run by a bunch of good fucking people.
Sure.
That all have a conscience about stuff. Coming from a whole different era and a whole different standing for something different, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but... And maybe the people that run it, maybe in some ways reflect who our customer looks like, or maybe it doesn't, or maybe, you know what I'm saying? We're bigger than what you could put a finger on anyways. So,
I think that's interesting because I do think that Cookies is somehow strangely more, not strangely in a bad way, but like it's uniquely more successful than all. I mean, think about all of the other like weed companies, marijuana, cannabis companies that have come, and they've and everyone just assumed that this flower was just going to guarantee their success, and they didn't put much thought into the design. They didn't put much thought into a plan. They just thought it would just happen. And Cookies, with its color, with its brand, with its sort of approach, is uniquely successful, almost iconic. I mean, if it was a singer, right, Cookies would be a diva. It would be like a Diana Ross, or it would be like the highest of the high, right?
Better believe it. Better believe it.
I see it just growing. The brand's growing big. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm on this.
Growing like weed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you right now. Like, you can. I hope we're recording this. You're right now. But
you got a tagline.
Trying to get hired.
Tell you right now.
Cookies,
right?
The Indian is available for
billions of dollars is what this company is going to be doing. Billions of dollars.
Right.
We're on our way to do billions.
Listen.
Can't stop us.
The way things are going right now, Zuckerberg's gonna be asking Byrne for a loan.
We're gonna make Byrne the motherfucking president of the United States. That's what we're gonna do, Byrne.
Okay? Right.
Run for governor first and maybe handle that. But listen, man, that's what we're talking about. This is the new world.
Burner for president. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Are you feeling the burn? That'll mean something completely different. It'll be for Burner.
Yeah, man. I mean, shit, bro. Burner for president.
Right. The first president
vote for the guy
that can admit to smoking marijuana and inhaling. That's right. He won't have to do a boot clean.
And ingesting and everything else.
Right. And maybe, in fact, I would love it if Byrne would take, some mushroom caps and then sign legislation, tripping balls in the White House. That would be fucking phenomenal, bro. That's American legislation in action, my friend. I can get behind that.
So, back to my man, Gabe.
Oh, yeah, Gabe. God damn it.
Payback.
Gabe, payback.
Oh. Trigg's there. Trigg's out here?
Where is he?
He's in the alley.
He's in the alley?
Yeah, he's trying to get in.
Is he trying to get in? Yeah.
Go all the way through.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, brother, put the bag right there so we can keep the door open so you don't have to knock and all that bullshit. So, big payback.
Yeah.
You never letting go of that bike. Fuck it.
I was like that.
Looked like a pink croissant. Big old fucking Danish.
It was bad. I had to go to the doctor.
Did you?
Yeah, it was bad.
But I mean, I bet the male members of your family were proud of you, though. They were like, yeah, that's how you take a beating, Gabe. You don't fucking cry. That's right. So everybody needs to do that.
I was mad at my dog because my dog didn't do
that. Hey, your dog was like,
They had BB guns.
Your dog was like, hey, man, I don't even have thumbs. I can't ride a bike. This is between you all. Ain't no sense in both of us getting beat up.
What's up, Gabe? What else happening?
Just getting ready for November 26th.
What's going on November 26th?
We got Trigg's Giving.
Yeah. Oh. Here, check this out.
Yeah, tell me.
How's this
Trigg's
working?
He's coming, but basically Trigg's is doing a damn tattoo-a-thon.
Is that right?
Raising funds for the Clownski Foundation.
Okay. Is he the only guy that's doing this?
No, we got three artists.
Really? Who else?
Three artists. We got the homie Big Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
And Neighborhood Johnny.
Yeah, all from the city of Almonte. Neighborhood Johnny.
So all three of them are going to be tattooing
all
so
three
far?
Artists, yep.
And what's the get down? Tattoo.
So basically, it's a free event.
Yeah.
We're raising money for the Klonsky Foundation. And the Klonsky Foundation is an organization that helps families and kids with disabilities and their families.
Nice.
So that's owned by my buddy Sergio Franco. He's the president of the Klonsky Foundation.
Nice.
And he's been doing that for about 8 to 10 years now.
Wow.
So he has what he calls the Klonsky Army. So he gets together, raises funds for all types of disabilities, you know, autism and
sure
everything, anything, kids with cancer. That's what he does. You know, he raises money. And
yeah, because, you know, in the Southland, there's certain areas where there's like serious cancer clusters because of the chemicals that's been put in the ground.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? The oil, all the oil industry that's been done around here, half the time, these companies, they didn't dispose the stuff right, or it was earlier than when they had rules for such shit. Yeah. And if you go like Carson, cancer capital of California, I think, because the oil companies just dumped all this shit right in that landfill there and left it there. That's a true story. Yeah. Absolutely.
City of Vernon, Huntington Park, that's right. Most recent.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got algorithms where
they're... So how did they get out of that?
What do you mean? At the time...
Nobody fucking is suing those people now?
No, I don't think so. Or there was like a...
How does that work?
Because half of the things that get done got done before it was illegal. Dude, Camp Lejeune? Yeah, you see all that shit for Camp... There's so much illegal dumping that happened in the United States that hasn't even been uncovered yet. Carson, there might be a super fund. There might be like some money set aside, but you got to go in and prove. But I don't think so. I'll look into it. We'll do a whole show on cancer capital Carson and how that.
God damn.
Three C's. I want to know about that.
Three C's. But anyway.
Let's do the three C's.
Three C's. But anyway, that's why your friend, you know, your homie, the Klonsky Foundation or whatever, that's why it's important that you have people that are doing stuff like that. There's a lot of.
Fucked up shit in California popping up.
All the time, bro.
Right. Yeah. Once you guys log on, check them out. You know, I really...
Where did they go?
It's www.klonsky.com, and Klonsky's with a K.
Yeah.
S-K-I at the end.
Yo,
Klonsky.
Trix.com. Look at this.
Why are we going to get another mic in here? Huh?
I don't know, but...
I'll let Trix...
Trix coming in.
My man.
Oh, yes.
Big Trix in the house.
The big Trix.
About the Klonsky, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told us about November 26th.
Yeah, he was just getting into Trix. So what? Give us... Okay, so welcome. Glad you made it here.
Yeah.
Safely, partner.
Yeah.
You look like $1 million too, bro. Trying. Yeah, quit brother. Lying. My man.
Are you... So you're going to be doing a tattoo-a-thon. When he first said tattoo-a-thon, I'm like, that's my cousin. I'm Chubahan and tattoo-a-thon.
I'm calling it.
Yeah. What the hell's happening? Explain it. Break it down.
Real quick, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm trying to do, first of all, is...
Guys, this is Trigger Joe, 74, man, the tattoo artist.
Right. I want to do something, you know, positive with good vibes, good energy, so...
Vibes.
Being that, you know, my gift is tattooing, drawing, painting, crafting. Doesn't matter what meat it is, I can do it, you know.
Right.
I've tackled them all. Being that I have a gift, I want to give it back. I want to be able to make myself more accessible to the people who may not have, you know, the money to pay for, you know, a more expensive tattoo or specific size tattoos, you know, $100, $200, whatever. They may have some loved ones who passed away, you know. A wife's name they want, a kid's name they want, but it's too expensive, you know? So I seen like, well, maybe I could help these people by offering a tattoo for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And those donations, we chose Klonsky. He's a really good, he's a good dude, man, and I like what he's doing with his foundation, you know what I mean? He does a lot of real good things for the community, so... He's a good friend of ours, mine, Paybacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, you know what? I'm going to put all this back into his foundation, and we'll use that for another event. He does plenty of other events as well. So just to keep it going, keep it moving, you know. But for me, it's more I wanted to create something for myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Chumahan, Big Lux, they got the Hard Lux show, you know?
Yeah.
Big Payback got Formula.
Yeah.
You know, Big Formula. Tiny got Unauthorized Ink, you know? Yeah. So it's time for Triggs to do his thing now, you know?
Yeah.
I got to leave my mark too, like everybody else.
Literally. Yeah. Literally leave your mark. You know? So on people's skin through a tattoo.
It. That's it, yeah.
We also heard, though, I mean, as you were talking about, you know, being able to do things in all sorts of mediums, we heard that you might be also undercover MC.
Oh, who let that out the bag?
I don't know. Some bird came.
Yeah.
A little bird came down.
Undercover MC.
Yeah, a little bird came down.
We've dabbled back in the days. You know,
yeah.
Like when it was, yeah, back then, yeah, when we were doing our thing, there was no social media. You know, it was real hardcore underground. You had to be in the street if you wanted, you know, to be noticed or whatever.
Right.
And that was even finding music. You know, they didn't have Power 106, the beat. Yep. You had to be in the gutter if you wanted to know who the real hip-hop artists were. You had to go search for them vinyls and them records and them cassettes and so forth, you know. Speaking of which, we will be having some really, really good gifts we'll be giving away there. Has to do with some vinyls. So all you know, hip-hop heads, DJs, whatever, you might want to come through and, you know, donate a little something, because we got some really dope shit we're going to be giving away. Cookies Clothing LA.
Yeah, of course we are.
Supermax is going to be, you know, yep, representing.
Yep. Right.
Indeed. So we got some really dope shit we're going to be giving away to the people who are there, you know, to donate.
Oh, you better believe that.
It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to come donate just for the tattoo. You could donate just to donate. You could come sit down, consult with us. It'll be me, Trigger Joe 74, Tattoos by Deuce, and Neighborhood Johnny. You'll have three artists there you can choose from, and everybody's got dope work. But you could come consult with us for a future tattoo. You might want to get a sleeve done or something, you know. We'll be banging out smaller tattoos on the 26th, but if you're looking for that big piece, you know, like, you can come leave a $50 deposit. I'll match that. I'll give you $100 credit if you do. You leave $100, I'll give you $200
right
credit towards your next tattoo, right, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah, yeah.
We want to make sure that we give plenty of reasons for people to do something good with their money, you know?
A few
dollars goes a long way to some child or family who needs it. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
tis
yeah.
The season,
and
man.
I don't got much. I don't got much to give at all, but I got a gift, and I want to utilize that to create some revenue that I can utilize to put somewhere else it's going to do some good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
we can, you know, I gather up 100 people to go do some bad shit, or I could try to gather up 100 people to do some good shit, you know?
Exactly.
Right now I'm in a point in my life where I want to do some positive things, you know?
Yeah.
I think I've said this before, I want to change my karma. That's what it's about, you know?
Yeah.
I'm on my last days. I know we ain't gonna live forever.
Man, well, how did we get here?
I'm smart enough to know that it was Triggs giving.
It was,
so I want to make sure I give something back before, like, I'm gone.
All of a sudden, it was like Triggs giving. It was like, I know we ain't long for this earth, man. Yeah.
I agree with this. 1,000%, bro.
It's gonna fly by. Trust me, you know.
Like, yep.
That book of life, you gonna read it, and before you know it, you're on your last chapter.
You know, it's kind of like you start like. Yeah, I mean, certainly for me, man, like, I'd always kind of, like, investigated my get down, but crossing to my 50s, I started, like, really taking a look at what I did to myself.
Yeah,
I started equating the math, you know,
right.
Like, shit, I should already be gone. But I should be fucking gone already. This is like all extra time when I really
still here.
Start putting, the fact that I'm here, I should be living every day grateful, bro.
Yes.
But if I start looking at it realistically, I have to pay attention to the fact that it's a miracle that I'm even
here.
We're
here. Yes.
Gambling with the house's money.
That shouldn't have worked out from the equation that I run through when I look at my history.
Went through, yeah.
The same,
not everybody would make it through what we went through, you
right.
know?
So, now, that's
and,
true, too.
You know, we lay your head down at night, and every night I'm wondering, like, damn, how did I make it here? Why am I here, you know? So,
asking yourself a lot of things that you didn't.
To be able to do what we're about to do on the 26th,
Yeah.
You know, I got to figure out, you know, what I'm here for, what my purpose is or whatever, you know. So mm-hmm. for me, what it is I just feel like I don't want to waste my gift, you know. But I also don't want to sit around waiting, thinking I'm going to get top dollar for what I know how to do. And I only want to tat on the people that got the money. Nah, man, I got a gift. I want to give it to people that are going to appreciate it, you know. Like, I've got stories of some of my clients that I've tatted on and, like, I can't believe what, you know, the story they told me behind what I'm tatting on them or the purpose for getting
now,
it. And that opened my eyes to, like, oh, shit, I'm not just a tattoo artist. Like, I'm
right here
changing people's lives or giving them advice or something.
That's,
you know?
What you just said, I think, is an interesting creative idea. I think there's a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, wait a minute. We're going to have to edit some of this out of the show. So from right where he said, I've got crazy tattoo stories, like, that's going to come out. You can go ahead and talk freely, and we'll get the rest of this out, too, because we don't want nobody hearing this idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea, bro. That's a good idea. But you know what? Also, what I'm hearing from Triggs is something that...
Every show starts... And it's Triggs laying down to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And we fucking visualize one of his fucking experiences.
Right. Right.
That's what the whole show is.
What am I
show.
Here for?
Yeah,
for,
like,
now.
And he goes,
I should be
like,
dead by now. Something
early on sets him off, and it goes into a whole imagination.
That reminds me of when that dude got a tattoo.
One time in band camp.
That's a good idea, though, huh?
I'm thinking a coffee table book, even just Triggs, the thing, and
dude,
then the story with the photos, and Triggs there, and anybody could pick it up, and you would see first the cover of the story would just be the tattoo by itself, no context, right? So you'd be like, "What's this image of?" And then
I like the no context part.
And then Triggs, you know, tells it, or it's written out in a way where you see the process of Triggs with the guy or the gal doing it, right? And all the stuff and the story coming out behind it so that by the end of that little short story, you have the context of what that image
what
means.
That was about,
and it's what Trigg actually just said he goes through. You know, he trips out when he hears the stories that are related.
And he's probably got fucking about 50 crazy ones.
And I bet you out of that 50, there's 12
sick-ass ones, yes.
Like the fucking, what, the best of the best of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, you there's see? That, now that's fucking something, partner.
Dude. And then, you know, he could do, whatever. You know me, I go a little crazy. But I was going to say, like, he could be like the Anthony Bourdain of tattoos. And he could travel around to different countries and talk to different artists and, like, go, get into their style. And then, you know, sort of talk about, like, whatever it is. So you could go to the Japan, you know, you could go to Russia and to the gulags. And
yeah, and he's immediately going to get the respect because there's going to be a whole thing where he's going to get to show them, man, I was busted.
Yeah.
And instantly, no matter where you're at on the planet, the tattoo culture,
it
just respects it. So they're just going to open up the door.
Right.
Doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
Hey, speaking of that, like being busted, right? Being busted and being a tattoo artist, like, and Lucky knows this, we don't just tattoo on anybody. So I'm barely breaking out of that where, like, I don't care how much money you got. I won't just put my work on anybody.
Right.
You know, like, I've always been that way inside, and I've unfortunately spent more of my life inside.
Right.
So for me now to do what I'm doing is, like, come on with it. I'll tat on anybody. You want your mom's name, your kid's name, you know, whatever.
Let's
you
work.
Baby daddy's name whacked out on you. You need your baby's mama's name whacked out, whatever. Let me know. I got you.
Right.
You know what I mean? But before, I wouldn't do that. I was really selective on who I worked on. I didn't want to just, you know, use my gift on anybody.
Right.
You know, but I got to break out of that now. I got to break out of that. You know, that was my mentality behind the walls.
Have you guys ever heard of anybody doing an art show, like a fine art show, where instead of hanging the pictures, they just brought people in without their shirts on or whatever, and they just stood there and people would, like, they would look at a Picasso, look at the work that's done on these human bodies. Have you ever heard of that? Or has that happened?
No, but I
would be fucking
dope.
Can
imagine plenty instances where there's rooms full of, you know, everybody who's got like, work or something like
that. You imagine, like, at the LACMA, they show Triggs, right? It's like Triggs today at the Museum of Modern Art. And instead of having fucking paintings on this bullshit, it's fucking people. And
I gotta stand right there.
They're gonna stand right there, right? And people are going to see art as it's put on a human body. Like, to me, that's part of it, man. I mean, not anybody can draw a picture on a piece of paper, but we've seen that. How about honoring the medium of the body?
The temple.
Right, dude. Triggs in the temple of tattoo.
Well, put that shit together.
I'm doing it. As soon as I finish this case, I'm gonna fucking do that. I think that'd be great. Trig, you like that?
That's a good
Big
one.
Payback likes that. Hell yeah, man. He'll be the curator. Big Payback's
he'll
curator.
He'll be our front house salesman.
I love that.
Take the project out there and sell it.
Hell yeah.
We got more shit. We got more events we're going to be doing. You know, like
now,
this.
Let me ask
this is just something that I want to do because it's, you know, Thanksgiving is close. But my birthday is also always a day or two from Thanksgiving.
What does that make you?
So instead of me, I'm a Sagittarius.
What is a Sagittarius? I mean, I know what it is. It's the half man, half horse dude, right? But what are the traits of the Sagittarius?
They're warriors. And it's not just that. I mean, that's in one, you know, how can you say, like, I guess mythology or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you look up my birthday and, you know, like the Chinese calendar.
Okay, what
it's
are
the
you?
Dragon.
God yeah. How come you got all the good shit?
You had the Bruce Lee shit, bro. You got the Bruce Lee shit.
I've got the worst luck with that.
Aztec calendar, you know, it's...
What year is it? 69?
74.
Go ahead. What, in Aztec?
In Aztec calendar, it would be under, like, it's called Raising of the Banners, Panquetzalishli, which is they're celebrating, like, war. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
And no matter how I've read into all
and
that,
your name
and
is Triggs?
I'm always put right there in
what
that.
What the fuck?
You
so
know, like,
masculine. That's so masculine.
Triggs a motherfucking gangster.
That's
a
lot of trouble. Right? The star.
Yeah, dog. Come on now.
My shit's all fucked up.
Breathe that shit.
What are you, Lux? What's your fucking sign?
Cancer.
Oh, it's the crab?
Yeah, the water, the moon. I gotta be by the water,
picture,
the moon.
Right? It's not.
The beach.
Dude, right? Listen, bro.
We're attached to the moon. We're moved by, like, the moon, I guess.
Listen, I'm a Taurus, which is boring.
And
everyone's like, oh, you're stubborn. Taurus guy. Right? Nobody gives a shit. Right.
Stubborn guy.
And then I'm like, fuck it. Maybe Chinese will do me right, right? And I go, what the fuck am I in Chinese?
You got
and
the pig?
No, I got the rabbit. I'm like, what the fuck is a rabbit? That ain't shit. Nobody's scared of rabbits.
You bounce around and let little pellets out.
Yeah, exactly. I hide in the ground.
Listen, we better let this guy finish up what he's got to pitch because we've got our next guest. I got to go get him out of the parking lot. So we need Triggs to really let everybody
come
know
on.
Where to go.
Come on through.
Tattoo and Turkey.
Clownski Lounge.
Let's go.
51 East 2nd Street, Pomona. You guys need to be there, man. We're gonna do some good things. And
what time does it start?
It's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
We
got plenty of gifts, prizes, and I still got another big announcement coming up, so stay tuned. Follow me at TriggerJoe74. We got some good shit coming your way, man.
At TriggerJoe74.
All right.
Follow.
Sagittarius
Dragon. Off the hook.
Sagittarius Dragon. What do you got? Okay. What I got?
I got follow my boy Triggs.
Yeah.
Dental. Triggs74.
Shout out to Big Sleeps. He's one of our sponsors.
Shout out Big Sleeps.
Big
shout
Tiny.
Out to motherfucking Tiny.
Unauthorized.
Spreads.
Unauthorized.
Man.
All the gang.
All the gang.
They'll be there.
That's it. We got
Super
we
Max
got
and Hard Luck Show.
Oh, yeah. Shout out
that's
to Big Payback.
Yep. Big Payback.
And it's
hey,
dog.
On the Supermax show.
Dog.
Hey, on Supermax, okay? Go there. Thanks. Okay, the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Black Friday?
Oh.
Supermax. 50% off the whole entire site. Go there. www.supermaxhardware.com. And Vibes Rolling Paper and Cookies SF. Shout out again to the Cookies SF team.
Yeah.
Cookies, Burner, the family over there, Vibes, Cookies, and Esteban Oreo and the Soul Assassins, the homies over that way. And yeah, man, that's what I got. What you got?
I got.
Oh. Excuse me.
Whoa.
I mean, beep. That's coming up. I want to send a shout out to Enzo's Pizzeria. Enzo's Pizzeria in Westwood Village. Fuck. fucking the best sandwiches, pizza, salad, everything. And shout out to Pulpo Beard Oil.
Oh, dude. A beard oil of kings.
That's right. Pulpo Beard Oil, people.
Right. And I want to say a big shout out to Evonda Bowen LLP. I mean, we are tackling and handling all your legal woes. Turn your legal woes into wins with the Indian. And I also want to give a big shout out to my law partner and Brainiac wife, Sarah. She's a genius. She's fucking badass.
She's a mensch.
Dude, she's holding down her side. That ain't no woman that stays at home and just fucking looks at her stomach.
She's a gift, bro.
No, she writes. She's fucking litigating. She's out there networking.
She's worth their weight in gold.
Listen, nobody. You get a woman who's turning, making money for the team. That's somebody you can
respect.
She's
worth their weight in rubies.
Okay. Although, don't ever. She's maybe the most annoying.
I got to go get our guest. You said,
she might be the most annoying person when ordering food, though. And I'll tell that story some other time. Go ahead.
Sean at movementl.media for all your audio and podcasting needs. Don't forget to hit us up at www.hardluckshow.com.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. And hey, check us out on Gumroad. HLS.gumroad.com. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Done. What does it sound like? An old cocaine guy or something. Like, boom, 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 boom.
Hey, baby. Line them up here.
Hey, get that
take
marching powder. Hey, boom, boom.
Hey, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Popping off, popping off. Oh, and guess who's in the house?
Oh, shit. Big
Who you
old
got?
Salmon.
What do you got on the line?
I got a salmon on the line. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I know. Hi, go ahead, salmon. Tell us how it is. Thanks, Trick.
Yo, yo, yo. Salmon here. Awesome.
Get in there.
There you go. Hug up on it.
Get come them on. Dragon Bags at dragonbags.com with a Z. Get to 21 faster. Get to 21 faster. Okay.
Get to 21 faster.
Yeah. All right, so...
So his name is the Sam. Everybody's big or they're little. No one's ever just medium. You never just hear someone say, oh, that's medium sleep. Medium sleeps.
Medium Sam.
That's medium. It's big sleep or little sleep.
Big
tiny?
Medium.
Yeah. Big medium. That's super size. Yeah. That's super size. All right. Anyway, let's go.
Anyway.
Hey, one more thing, dude.
What's that?
Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.